Glory to Jesus Christ. When I was in seminary, I read a book about Elder Epiphanius. He was a Greek monk who still saves a lot of souls, even after his death. And I hope that he will become a saint one day. He really loved confession, and well, with confessing a lot of people, he also had few stories to tell to his disciples about his experiences. So let me share you a couple of stories from him. Elder Epiphanius says, a certain lady who confessed for the first time to the elder, told him at the end, I, my father, would like to confess to a certain spiritual father who is elderly and blind. And Elder Epiphanius responded, and if he were deaf, it would be even better. That story reminded me of my homily from last week, where we might be hesitant to go to confession because we are ashamed to go to confession for whatever reason. That is the hardest battle for most people, choosing to come and confess our sins. The second story reminded me of what I want to talk about today. A young man came to confession and confessed his sins to the elder. But while he was at confession, the elder yelled, "You did what?" The whole line of people knew that this young man confessed something that surprised the elder. But the elder did it to wake him up from his indifference. Publicly yelling, "You did what?" brought healing aspect to this young man. This young man realized that the sin was probably of a heavier caliber and needed some heavy work to remove it. Now don't expect me to do it, but I think it is a great tool sometimes for us to step us out of our state. Sometimes it is important for us to realize that maybe we are not as well as we think we are. And sometimes we need that harsh penance to wake us up. We need to think of penances as a healing aspect of confession. Because what happens at confession, we discover our sins, we repent, we go to confession, and then we make a resolution to ourselves that we will never commit that sin ever again. It is like telling ourselves that I would rather work on sharp, broken glass than to commit that sin ever again. We make that resolution and we stick with it no matter what. But because of our nature, we will fall again and we will try to do whatever we can not to sin. And that is what is important. When we find the root of our sins, we can slowly chop at those roots to remove them, and the axe is the penance. Or when we cut ourselves so deep that we need stitches, rubbing alcohol is the confession, and the stitches and the ointment is the penance which heals the wound properly. Penance is not a punishment. And too many times did I hear in my life that, that priest is going to punish me for my sins, or that priest will just give me one Our Father to pray and that's it. Both things are just wrong. Each sin requires different treatment, and it is up to the priest to see what is the best treatment. The more one comes to confession, the more the priest will see what is going on in one's life, and then he can give a proper medicine to hopefully change the habit of that confessee. I'll continue next week with this topic, but we need to remember that penance is for healing of our soul and body. And if penance is taken correctly, with a contrite heart, it can make miracles in our life. Glory to Jesus Christ.